재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Oh, that means I never have to hear that 100 years of wisdom thing.
Why? You didn't like it?
Ever again in my life.
I'm going to ask Viola to send me the file so I can cherish it forever.
I should put it as a ringtone for myself.
100 years of wisdom.
Enjoy no one calling you ever again. Are we not doing 100 years of wisdom today? As I said, I might be off with some of the things that I'm saying are coming up next on the show this week because some of the things I just don't know, but that's by design. So are we not doing 100 years today?
We are, but we are taking a language spin. We're going to continue on with that.
Okay. What do you have for us today then?
Well, we learned a lot of Gen Z slang in English, but how is your Gen Z slang in Korean? We shall find out.
You guys can finish the show by yourselves. I will be having an early dinner tonight.
I probably don't know.
I'll be in the corner.
I phrased the question where there might be little hints here and there, so it won't be too difficult.
Understood. Okay. I'm up for the challenge.
All right. Let's start with a little bit of an easy one. This slang word, it's mainly used for texting language more than it is a said thing among people in their teens these days. The word is spelled WHYRANO. One more time. WHYRANO. What does it mean?
Oh,
I think you might know, Kaylin.
Is it what I think it is? Is it really simple and easy?
Yes. Just got to take it at face value.
Okay. I know what it is.
WHYRANO.
Just say it out loud and then.
Wairano. Wairano. I was thinking, why he you run away now?
Oh, that's so cute.
Why he run away now?
Kyobodigi.
Oh!
I'm learning so much today. Wairano, wairano. What does that mean?
Why? Read it one more time, but like in a more Konglish way.
Why? In a more Konglish way?
Yes, it's in English. Phonetically read it out, but in a more, in a Koreanish way.
As if a Korean would read it.
왜라노.
Oh.
Yeah.
왜라노.
Yeah. Does it sound like something in Korean?
왜라노.
Tibu, why not?
Oh, wait,
but in Saturi,
Saturi, Gyeongsangdo Saturi.
Oh,
why not?
That's good.
But they just spell it out.
They spell it out in English, which is funnier.
That's so cute.
Oh, that is good.
Yes.
Okay, you want to give us one more before we no. Time says, let's take a break. pretty much. Phase. We'll be back after 3:30. All right, we're having a slang quiz, a Korean slang quiz here in 100 Years of Wisdom. Kate, give us another one.
All right. Now, 얼주가 is probably one that is more well-known to, I think, the younger generation and the older generation as well. It's used among people who always order an iced drink, specifically an iced Americano, usually.
Even in the wintertime?
Even in the wintertime. So it's like shortened from 얼어 죽어도 ice. So 얼죽아. Okay. So there's an opposite word, though, for people who would order hot or warm drinks even in the heat of the summer. What would you say?
따뜻주가.
Oh.
따뜻한. Oh, 주, there's nothing to 주, 주.
Well, I don't know.
얼 주지 마가.
Nice guess. I like it.
Okay, my guess is 더 죽다.
더 죽다.
따.
You're on the right path.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Because I thought it was 더워 죽어도 따뜻한 아메리카노. Oh, 더 죽 hot?
No, it has to be a little the emphasis of the hot is on the weather than it is on the drink.
On the weather.
Yeah.
But the words are, but the words are 덥다 instead of 따뜻하다. Instead of 뜨겁다.
What's more hotter than 더워?
뜨겁다? No, what?
Oh. Big 더워.
Like big yikes. Yikes.
Yes.
What's more? 폭염? 폭염?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Me neither.
쪄.
쪄 죽어도?
쪄 죽어도 미지근한 거.
That's how you, that's when people order a hot coffee in the summertime?
Yeah, so it's 쪄죽미.
쪄죽미? I have never heard of that.
얼죽아 and 쪄죽미.
I would say our producer might be a 쪄죽미 because she always orders like a hot drink, even in the hotter months.
Yeah, really? Right.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Neither of us got that one.
Okay. Easier one, easier one. This Please. One, there's mm-hmm. more context in the whole quiz, so you might get more out of it. Mm. There's this word that people use in terms of real estate. It's called 역세권. So if you're looking for a house in the 역세권, it means that you're looking for a house within the subway station area. That's close to the subway station.
역세권 means close to subway.
Yes. Okay. So 역 meaning station, so 역세권, right? People also use other words to kind of fill in for that station. So if you live near a park or a forest or with a lot of greenery.
공세권.
Oh, that's good guess. But they would kind of emphasize more on the green. So they would say 숲세권.
Like a forest.
Okay. 숲세권. Okay, so now, so they use these kind of terms. There is a new word these days called 슬, like 시옷. 을, 슬 세권. What does the 슬 stand for?
You live near a bar.
Not 술.
You said 술.
을, like 으.
Yeah, different.
Not 으.
I see.
Vowel.
술. Ah. Huh. You live in a sad neighborhood.
Oh, 슬픈 동네.
It comes from an English word, right?
It does.
Okay. I think I know what it is.
That starts with S.
Yes.
L.
Yes.
I.
S L I.
Yes.
S L I neighborhood. Okay, I'll think about this. I like this challenge, Abigail. This one's for you. It's the weekend out of time. An odd end to that song.
I know, it was very unexpected.
Is that on the album or?
I'm sure it is.
Okay. 슬세권. You said the first, it's from English, and the 슬 is the first three letters are SLI?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any SLI English words. Slime, slimy.
What happens when there's like banana peel on the floor?
You slip.
Oh, yeah.
Slip? A slip neighborhood? What's a slip neighborhood? The streets are all slippery?
Well, make the slip into a noun that you wear.
Oh, like a woman's slip, like under a skirt?
Nah.
Oh, a neighborhood with a lot of women's fashion stores.
No. When you have to go to the convenience store, let's say, for a quick run, what do you wear? What do you put on?
Oh, my alligator cousin shoes.
Okay. And you would
call... That I never wear anywhere else.
Oh, they are rubber shoes.
Yeah.
They're kind of like this type of shoe?
Oh, like slip-ons.
Closer.
Slippers.
Slippers.
Slipper neighborhood? Everyone, no one wears shoes?
No. So basically, the convenience store is so close by that even during the winter time or whatever season it is, you can just put on slippers and go and come back home and it will be fine.
Oh, that is a stretch.
No. So it means that a lot of the things or amenities that you need around in the area is within slipper distance.
Not just the 편의점.
Yeah. Like banks.
Then why wouldn't you just call it like 편세권?
There is 편세권.
Okay.
Specifically for
편의점. Oh, so 슬세권 is a neighborhood where just everything is so super conveniently located.
Yeah.
Everything's close by.
Mm.
Like the coffee shop is like right there.
Okay.
The bank is right here. You know, everything very convenient.
Yep, that's not my life in the up.
Oop cannot have. It's not a sursik one.
What's the opposite of the sursik one, where everything is super far away?
distant. Remote.
Risek one.
Risek one.
Okay. You have a couple of more for us, Kate?
Yes. Okay. A lot of Korean slang has to do with chicken, interestingly enough, which is no surprise. We all love chicken, fried chicken here specifically. Mm. We have chimek, which probably many of you know, which is the chicken and the beer combo. So chicken and maekju. The more popular one that's used among the younger generation these days is called tangmochi.
Tangmochi.
Uh-huh. Tang meaning like okay, so this is not the quiz. Oh. It's short for 당연히 모든 치킨은 옳지. Meaning like, of course, chicken is the answer.
Okay.
So it'll be in context like, oh, 오늘 치킨 먹으러 갈까? 괜찮을까?
Then you'll be like, 당모치.
Exactly, there you go. Uh-huh.
Got it.
But there's another slang term where they use fried chicken in their word. It's called 오저치고.
오저치고.
Yeah, 오저치고. What do you think it means?
오저치고.
Okay.
Hmm. 오저치고. So I could be like, the show's ending around at 4. Steve, 오저치고?
Does it have to do with the question that Steve asks me every time I come here?
Maybe.
Okay.
What's that?
You always ask me, what are you having for dinner?
Oh, yes. I forgot to ask you today.
오저치고?
오저치고?
And your answer can be 오저치고?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's what it is.
오제처럼.
Oh, that's...
It's not 어.
It's 오.
Oh. 오늘처럼.
Okay, okay.
오늘처럼. Uh-huh. 치킨 골뱅이.
Nice.
Oh, chicken golbaengi sounds good.
It does sound really
bad,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. 아, 먹자. 방송 끝나고. I don't know. I have no idea.
Can I guess?
Yes.
오늘 저녁은 치킨 고고.
Yes.
Oh, is it correct?
오늘 저녁. Okay. Uh-huh. Today's dinner, chicken go-go?
Like go, go, go.
Oh, chicken go-go.
It's more like you're asking a question, though. So it'll kind of be like, Steve, 오늘 오저치고?
Okay.
Then it's like, Steve, 오늘 치킨 go?
Okay. I like this very much.
Yeah.
Well, if you live in the Sursek one, then probably every day you can 오저치고고.
오저치고.
Because there would be a chicken restaurant in your neighborhood.
That is very true.
Very good.
Maybe of all kinds.
But not in the up. Kaylin, we are out of time.
No! Don't say that.
Okay. We'll be back after this. The Chainsmokers, closer. Galen's going to stay with us until the end of the show today.
Thank you. I feel special.
what were we asking you today? Slang terms that you learned recently, and what do they mean? Kim Sung-sun texted in, and I think this is maybe the first time for Sung-sun to text in. Normally a passive listener, I think. Thank you. It's lovely to hear from you. Ongtu, which means the heated seat of a car.
I love it.
Ongdongi dogopta.
No? Maybe it's more like 엉덩이 뜨뜻하게 하는 something. I actually don't know, but they just say 엉뜨.
And 손뜨 for the steering wheel.
These are specific to cars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So if your friend, let's say, would get in the passenger seat in a winter's day, you would be like, oh, do you want the 엉뜨?
Okay.
I always say that.
That's cute. That's cute. Kaylin, pick another one here, please.
Oh, 2450, 맴짓. 마음이 찢어지다 라는 뜻이래요. 이젠 스티븐님 목소리 영영 못 듣는 거예요. 맴짓이에요. Oh, 맴짓. It means 마음이 찢어지다. So my heart is like tearing apart.
No.
So does this mean that I won't be able to listen to Steve ever again? Oh, my heart is tearing apart.
Oh, 맴짓. So I can say 맴짓지 마세요? Does that work?
Just say no 맴짓.
No 맴짓.
Yeah.
No 맴짓.
No 맴짓.
I'll tell you on Thursday, maybe Friday, where to find me next.
Okay.
7566, Kate, please.
짱! 이 90년에서 2000년 초반에 유행했던 말인데 요즘 중학생들이 다시 사용한다고 하더라고요. 최근에 중학생인 사촌동생이랑 이야기하다가 약간 레트로 느낌 나게 귀엽게 말하고 싶을 때 짱이라고 쓴대요. 뉴트로가 유행이라더니 짱까지 다시 돌아올 줄은 몰랐어요. 제가 중학교 때 쓰던 말을 요즘 애들이 쓰다니 패션처럼 슬랭 유행도 돌고 도나 봐요. So 7566 says that 짱, it was like a slang term that was used in the late 90s to the early 2000s. And these days, the middle schoolers are using it like as like a retro theme.
Oh.
So they're reusing an old slang word.
Oh, so 짱 disappeared.
It wasn't used. Yeah.
Yeah, disappeared. That 짱. I think it kind of evolved into like 킹왕짱.
Yeah.
Once, and then it wasn't being used.
Uh-huh.
And then now it's made a comeback.
Understood. Do people still say 쌤?
Sim?
Like
Sim.
As in teacher?
선생님.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Sam, like call their coworkers like Sam or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, they call each other.
They call each other
선생님.
Sam.
Instead of calling 선생님, not like a teacher, but just, you know, like sir.
So they call each other Sam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sam. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think so. Mm.
It's being polite.
Jin Young says, bop. We call it, oh, we talked about that. Bop. It's mm-hmm. a bop. The song. A catchy yes. song, right? Jin Young says, we call that dinggok. Originally, it was myeonggok. Myeong looks similar to ding. Young people changed it into ding. Is that what people say in Korea for a catchy tune?
Well, it's more like a masterpiece,
yeah.
more than a catchy tune. But, you know, usually masterpieces are catchy.
So I think we would call, like, Justin Bieber's Peach a bop.
Okay.
But yeah. we would call Stairway to Heaven a dinggok.
Understood.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Peaches is not a masterpiece.
Peaches would not be a dinggok.
You're right. Nah. I get it. Jin Young says, I've been sad since Steve mentioned about the last week of his show yesterday. I feel like I'm losing something in my Aww. Heart. I've been happy with the Steve Hatherley show for years. I could get lots of energy from the program every day while I was working and exhausted. But I'm trying to understand this decision. Most of us listeners would know what Steve feels like. Thank you, Steve. You've done great for 13 years plus 70 days. Thank you, Jin Young, for doing the math. You are the best. You might need a break. I miss you even while I'm listening to you now. I will miss you. May I ask, are you okay? I hope you're happy with the new season of your life. That's very sweet, Jin Young. And yes, I am okay and I will be okay. But I really, really appreciate those kind words.
Yeah.
It's really sweet of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Kaylin.
Next. Okay. We're moving on from Jin Young. I'll miss Jin Young too. Okay. 9001. 정말 재밌네요. 영어로 숲세권, 학세권 어떻게 말하나요?
Oh,
the show is really fun and asked, how would you say 숲세권 and 학세권? 학세권 is where the schools are.
Yes.
Yeah. How would you say that in English?
Kate? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think in America or yeah. elsewhere in the West, they would divide up a region depending on what's around.
You'd have to describe it.
Yeah. yeah.
We don't have these kind of combo words, combination uh-huh. words to describe something like
Usually
that.
Usually someone lives in the city yeah. or in the suburbs,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. So the city is where like, it's like the 숲세권, 학세권 area.
Yeah, but in English, we don't say it
yeah,
like that, though, right?
We don't.
So to answer your question, we don't know.
You can make it up, 9001.
yes, and,
exactly. and let us know.
Yeah, coin it.
Create your own term. Kim Sung-sun again says, big yikes, daebak. Nothing eternal. Everything changes, though I'm a passive listener. I loved your show, Steve. Go, go, good luck. Thank you, Sung-sun. Cherish says, when I was in high school, there was a cultural show showing the language barriers between the older generations and the new ones, and it seems that the wheel has turned around as I am on the older generation now.
It's okay. We're all OGs.
That is life, Cherish. That is the way it goes. Kate, you want to choose one last one here today?
Sure. 4350 says, hi guys, have you eaten something good for lunch? 저는 아직 못 먹었는데 전매추 부탁드려요. 전매추도 좋습니다. 최근에 제가 종종 쓰는 전매추, 전매추는 점심 메뉴 추천. 저녁 메뉴 추천이란 뜻입니다. So 4350 says, hi guys, have you eaten something good for lunch? I still haven't had anything. So 점매추, which means 점심 메뉴 추천. Can you recommend a good lunch menu for me? Or it can be 점매추, which is dinner.
점심 아직 못 먹었으면 오, 저 치키고고 어때요?
오, 모자치고 예.
아이고 귀여워 버리기.
Oh, oh, Steve is a snack. Oh, and he's 귀여워 버리기.
Oh, I need a shower. All right, that'll do it for the Steve Hatherley Show for this afternoon. Kaylin, I can't really thank you enough.
No, I thank you.
When you come to work on any program that you're on, it's like a ray of sunshine. Oh, every time you walk into the room, you're a ball of energy, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for your service of 13 years and 70 days.
Yes, especially
the
70,
right? To the Steve Hatherley Show. Everyone will miss you, Steve.
We will miss you, Kaylin. All right. That'll do it for the Steve Hatherley Show for this afternoon. Thank you once again for being a part of our program today over the last couple of hours. We had a lot of fun today. Yeah. Hope you did as well. Kaylin, thank you. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you as always for your listenership and your participation. Coffee vouchers today, 6453 Kim Sung Sun. Sung Sun Shi, please send us an email, hatherleyshow@gmail.com, so that we can get your contact information so that we can send those vouchers to you. Once we send them out, they'll take a couple of weeks to get to your phone, and we thank you for your patience whilst you wait. We wrap it up today with Maisie Peters and the track Stay Young. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. We're back tomorrow. Hatherley out.